You know what? Scientists have developed a blood taste laboratory test that could indicate vulnerability to major depression in adults. And after that, and the test is the first objective and scientific diagnosis, can predict treatment response via cognitive behavioral therapy according to the behavior of some of the markers. The research conducted by the scientists at Northwestern Medicine in Chicago found that the levels of 9 RNA blood markers in 32 patients who were aged from 21 to 79 had been independently diagnosed with depression after clinical interviews. The study also shows that the recorded measures were significantly different compared to levels in 32 non-depressed controls in the same age range. This distinction could be used in the future to predict who would respond to the therapy, said Eva Ride, who developed the test and is a professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. Stay with us, I've got more news for you. Welcome back. German scientists have suggested that a compound in the yellow curry spice, turmeric, could cause a proliferation of nerve cells in brain. Researchers from the Institute of Neuroscience and Medicine in Jülich, Germany, identified the effectiveness of the aromatic turmeric on the neural stem cells, or NSCs. NSCs have the ability to transform into any type of brain cell, and researchers believe that they could have a role in repair after damage or disease. It is interesting that it might be possible to boost the effectiveness of the stem cells with aromatic turmeric. It can help boost repair in the brain, said one of the study researchers, Dr. Maria Adele Ruger. Scientists say that findings based in rats may pave the way for future medication for strokes and Alzheimer's disease, according to a report in the journal Stem Cell and Research and Therapy. All right, it's time for the second part of the Islamic lifestyle, importance of knowledge. Let's watch it and enjoy it together.
We have noble traditions that specify that the friends of Allah, the awliya Allah, the lovers of Allah, the friends of Allah, the disciples of Allah, they are people who look at the batin of the world. هُمُ الَّذِينَ نَذَرُوا إِلَى بَاطِنِ الدُّنْيَا. For them, in addition to seeing the physical aspect of the world, but their focus is the batin, the esoteric dimensions of the world. That is an important aim in all aspects of life. Our focus towards the inner meaning, the batini meaning, the esoteric meaning of all things. Then we have a prophetic tradition that states, "Ash-shari'atu aqwali." وَالْتَرِيقَةُ أَفْعَالِي وَالْحَقِيقَةُ أَحْوَالِي. Very important tradition. That the Sharia are my words. And that entails the do's and don'ts, the musts and mustn'ts, the letter of the law. But then two inner dimensions of this very letter of the law are referred to. They're not three mutually exclusive realities. It's one reality, but three domains, three dimensions. The first, the most apparent of the three dimensions, is the letter of the law. But this very letter of the law has inner meanings. And you should never suffice with the letter and superficial dimension of the law. It's a first step. But don't be oblivious to the inner meanings, and that is the tariqa and the haqiqa.